Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So, I'm still on it. Still reading about your thoughts. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to gain, or the calculations of the diligent tend only to gain or abundance, and the thoughts of the hasty only to want or need. That's in Proverbs again. But I was reading this morning in Deuteronomy, and this just blessed me. It's nothing profound. But if you go to chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." The heart is your inner man, the seat of your distinctive character, the thing that makes you you. The soul is the outer man. It's everything that's going on in life. You're to love them with both. It's represented for the entirety of your body, the entirety of your existence. Love God. And the funny thing is, I'm not really sure what that means, to be candid, in the sense that, like, what does love actually mean? You got to put God in your heart. You got to put God in your thoughts and in your mind. And you got to have that reverential awe towards Him. And over time, when you start to see how much God works with you and does things for you, it's hard not to give reverence and be thankful for God. Even recently, I've been kind of wigging out about finances, because what's going on right now is we're growing as a business, and I'm putting a lot of money into advertising, and then we have to hire people, and there's a lot going on, and yet there's pressure. We had to buy a new Sprinter. There's pressure also financially. So to be able to go to God and like, "God, you got to come through. God, I put this in your hands." Every time I have that thought, "God, you got to take care of it," and He comes through, and you start to see this in your life over and over and over again. It's actually kind of incredible. But anyways, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." For you parents out there, are you talking to your kids about God? You have to believe God before you can talk about it. How much are you in that reverential state with God? How much do you rely upon God? How much do you know God's on your back, and has your back? And if you know that, are you teaching your kids? It's the responsibility of the parents to get their kids ready for life. There is nothing greater than that your kids sit down and pray when they're dealing with stuff. Know the truth of the word, know how much God is there for them, and be able to really stand on that. Be able to put on the whole armor of God. You have to teach your kids, and you got to talk about it. The end of this, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, diligently, not just teach, but teach diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Put God continually in your mind. Now, I want to jump over and finish up with this. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, this is verse 11. It says, "And the Lord said unto me, Arise, take thou journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them." So God's telling them it's time to move. It's time to go into the promised land. Verse 12, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." That's the only thing God asked for the people of Israel. Now, we live in a different administration. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous, and you have the Holy Spirit in you. They had it upon them. You have it in you. But the point is the only thing he said is, start to look towards me, man. Have reverential awe towards me. Love me with all your heart and with all your soul. That which makes you you, the seed of your distinctive character, are the things that you think about. You got to put God in your mind. It's going to cause and it's going to have an effect in your life. Every time you're dealing with something, lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give it to him. Shelve it. You don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. God is there for you. His son died for you. And you have Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful place to be. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And with that foghorn. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do. I thank you for the relief of everything. And I just pray that the right people come into the business, that we can move forward. I thank you for resetting my mind to continually move forward. I thank you for just the people you've surrounded me with, the family that I have, your believers out there. I just pray for each and every one of them. I pray for everybody that listens to this, that you take care of them. If there's anything I need to do, you put that on my heart. And I thank you again for our country and just ask that you bless it, that people turn back to you. And I thank you for just your loving disposition and your word, Father. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.